For 91.3 WKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine. Well, as we've mentioned before, it seems like it's coronavirus all the time. Sometimes we can get pretty stressed out regardless of what we're doing or not doing during the quarantine. My guest today is going to talk about some strategies and tactics we can use to initiate calm, nurture it, and maintain it. I recently spoke with Amy Rodquist-Codette, wellness specialist and holistic health coach at the UK Health and Wellness Program, about ways we can nurture calmness even during these very uncertain times.
So a tool that I really have found to be helpful in the midst of all that is swirling and whirling around with this pandemic is something called the ABCs, and it's easy to remember. So A stands for acknowledge, B stands for breath, and C stands for choose. So here's how it works. A is really about acknowledging what you're feeling with curiosity. You know, quite frankly, we don't have a lot of practice with naming feelings. And so I've included a list for you, Greg, that you can put on the website for people to go through and name all the different difficult feelings that may be going through the mind and the body when something challenging is rising up. And so this really comes from the research of Dr. Matthew Lieberman at UCLA, who suggests that when you can accurately name a troubling feeling, you have greater capacity to calm your brain's fight or flight response. So figuring out how you feel and then taking it one step further, and I'll provide another list for this too, is figuring out what need is underneath the feeling. We all, every human being on the planet, according to the research of Dr. Marshall Rosenberg, suggests that we all have needs that are either getting met or unmet based on a positive or negative feeling. So figuring out what need is going on for you is such a powerful thing, because then we can figure out how to respond to the need. So the other day I was feeling so overwhelmed and things were crazy and chaotic, and all I really wanted was some order and predictability. And since I'm at home, there's not a lot I can do right now, not a lot I can predict in some of those old ways that I used to care for myself. So I tried to figure out, okay, what am I feeling? Okay, I'm feeling totally overwhelmed. Okay, then the next piece is the breath. So taking a deep breath, that's what the B stands for. Just even five simple breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth really helps the brain just cultivate that natural calm response in the parasympathetic nervous system. And then the C is choose. So choose how you want to respond. So when I was feeling overwhelm, what could I do to kind of meet the need that I had for more order and more predictability? So truly the thing I did was clean up my kitchen, and just really went to town to create just a little bit more order in my space. So trying to match the need with the strategy for meeting the need, and really being gentle with yourself here, because a lot of times the tools that we used to use may not be available to us. So what's the smallest thing you can do in the next moment to care for yourself and to gently begin to meet the need wherever you are? A, B, C. Acknowledge, breathe, and choose.
Amy, thank you for that. So one of the things that I know you and I have talked about when I have come to visit you are some fairly specific techniques as far as dealing with stress and trying to, even in the heat of a moment, if we're anxious or stressed out, of achieving some calmness. Are there sort of some daily or in the moment thought practices, meditation practices, breathing that we can do? Because we're all stressed. It's just a question of degree at this point, I would be eager to hear other things that we can do in the moment.
Yeah, one of the things that I find I get stuck in times like this is I ruminate and catastrophize about things that might happen in the future, right? I might get sick. A loved one may not be protecting themselves as best they could, or, you know, any number of things. And so to be able to get clear on what is within my control and what's not. So for me, I have this little thing that I do. I draw a big circle. And on the outside of the circle, I write things that are outside of my control. And then on the inside of the circle, I just write things in my control. And when I start to worry, I do like a brain dump around control and figuring out, okay, is that thing I'm totally worried about, is it in my control? Do I have any control to help that thing? And if I do, then I begin to kind of prioritize my energy on those things that I can control. But a lot of the stuff, all that worry, all the ruminating, the catastrophizing the future, I find a lot of that stuff, most of that stuff tends to be out of my control. And so just even recognizing that and noticing, aha, that thing I'm worried about, it's not even in the realm of possibility to control. So it allows my brain to kind of release, kind of name it and release what isn't in your control. And then on the other side, if it is in control, what's a thing you can do to start, moving in the direction that could actually help you feel better? So getting clear about what you can control and what you can't control is a great way to support yourself in the midst of anxiety and fear.
My thanks today to Amy Rodquist-Codette, wellness specialist and holistic health coach of the UK Health and Wellness Program, for talking with us about maintaining a sense of calm even in a very uncertain and turbulent time such as today. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.